This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan. David Guetta is back. Hi, David.
Hey, nice to have you back. Yeah. To have me back on your show.
Well, no, I want to thank you for coming on the show, but thank you also for coming back to the country because we do love you.
And I love being here.
Yeah, and you've been busy too. I saw you on The X Factor on the weekend with Emily Sande.
Yes. Mm. It was nice to introduce the new record from the album.
Yeah, well, we've got so much to talk about because the album, we're there.
Yes. Finally.
Finally. Does it feel like
3 years of work, my friend?
I was going to say, has it been 3 years?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy, huh?
And this is the sixth studio album for you?
Yes.
Now, I've asked you this before. Is it getting easier or is it getting harder?
Oh, it's getting harder every time. Plus, every time I make an album, I want it to be better than the previous one. That's always how I've done it. And I think this one is even better than the previous one.
Now, we've got to talk about the album shortly, but I've got to address this this new video for Dangerous. Or shall I call it a mini movie? Wow.
Yeah, it is a mini movie, right?
That is an awesome video.
Ah, thank you so much.
I have never seen pit girls look quite that. I've never seen pit girls like that, David.
Yes. Well, you know, if we're going to go to a fantasy, let's go 100%. And trust me, you'll never see me win a race like in my video, especially there was like a real champion in it. His name is Romain Grosjean, and he was humble enough to let me win, even though he was doing all the tricks and he was putting my helmet so that in the video you think that I'm doing those tricks, but it was him, actually.
It was him. I knew that wasn't you behind the wheel.
No, but come on. That would have been impossible.
It was
But it was really fascinating because he was teaching me how to drive and with the Formula One. He was showing me how to take the curves and where to brake. It was really, really interesting.
So you shot this video. This is a real Formula One track?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And these are real Formula One cars?
Yes, absolutely.
And these are real Formula One pit girls? No, okay.
No.
All right. And so you're actually behind the wheel of this machine driving around the track. How fast did you get?
No. I all the fast stuff, I had to let somebody else do it.
Did you want to do it, though?
Yes, I wanted to, but plus it started to rain a little bit.
Oh, God.
and then they were like, listen, no way. We're not going to let you do that. And I was not happy, but I was kind of relieved in a way.
Yeah, I'm thinking, because the video is sitting on like 10 million views at the moment. If you had wiped out on that track, you would have been hitting at least 15 by now. just saying, David, just saying. Hey, now, you posted a pic of you and Martin Garrix on your private jet flying somewhere the other day, and you were playing him the record. What did he think of your new album?
Yeah, he liked it a lot. He's himself trying to put together an album, so he was interested to speak about the process. And yeah, I think he's a great guy. I love this guy as a person, and he's also very talented. So yeah, it was good fun. We were going to the same place, so I proposed him to come with me.
You offered him a ride?
Yes.
Ah, that's very nice. Are you going to help him with his album?
No, I don't think he needs my help, but we might make music together. We spoke about it. As I said, he's a really, really nice person.
Now, I'm just looking at your tour schedule for the next couple of months, and it's pretty hectic. Though, I'm going to be honest, there's not many, if any, UK shows. What's going on, David?
Oh, I'm going to do some UK shows, I promise.
You promise?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, but I'm preparing pretty exciting things, but right. I can't speak about it yet.
Is shows and touring and the live DJing, because I've seen you live a few times and you are loving it, is that the best for you? Is that the highlight? Is it better?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
the
yeah.
studio's the studio, the tour's the stage.
I love being on stage. I really love this. And this is how I started, and this is what gives me the motivation to produce too. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Dave, it's been awesome to chat. I've got to ask you one more thing before I go. And we've chatted, you know, a few times in the last couple of months, and every time I've had an interview with you, I've always had people ask me why I haven't asked you this question, okay? Now, there's a video, it's you at Tomorrowland, and you look pretty happy. You know the video I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I think I don't look happy. I think I look completely dumb.
Well, when I say happy, I mean kind of out of it happy.
Yeah, no, everybody thought I was on drugs, but I was completely not on drugs, actually. I don't do drugs at all. But it's just that, you know, it was a 2-hour show, and of course, they filmed 30 seconds. And, you know, sometimes it happens to everybody to be a little lost in thoughts, you know, and I was probably very tired. And I think I just look a little dumb. It was quite funny, but it became so big on the internet that I couldn't believe how big this became. It was a little bit ridiculous, I think.
It's crazy. There's millions of views on this thing. And it's funny because I've kind of defended you. I've just said, you know, you're on a stage with 30,000 people. You're just probably enjoying yourself. You know, it's hot up there. There's lots going on. There's pretty girls. There's good beats.
I might be asking myself, what am I going to play next?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell am I doing?
Possible.
And before you go, I must ask you, what was it like to work with Emily Sandé?
Oh my God, I wanted to work with her so bad. And we tried a few times. We made like good ideas, but not like to the extent of like what we were expecting from a collaboration together. And then we had this one and we were like, wow, this is huge.
The record is called Listen. It has 14 tracks on it. Sam Martin's on a couple. And we can now talk, David, about everyone else that you've worked with on this record because, man, it is packed.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible to see so many amazing artists on the same album. Well, the title album is Listen with John Legend. And it's one of my favorite record on the album. What can I say? There's also this amazing collaborations with Sia. Obviously, we made Titanium together, and I'm so happy that she was still available after becoming such a huge star. And, you know, it was amazing to work with her. Like, every time, it's magic. So we have two records together.
Didn't she turn up like, was the album almost finished and then she kind of came at the last minute and went, hey, by the way, I've got this for you.
Well, we did one ballad together and that was always going to be the end of the album because I wanted to finish with a record that was a statement, you know, like, of course, for a DJ to put a ballad on the album is kind of crazy and I wanted to do this. And then completely at the end, when the album was already about to be pressed at the factory, she called me back saying that there's this record that we started together and that she really wanted to finish it. So I'm like, okay.
Okay, know, I see ya.
Called the label and the label called the factory, stop everything. And we actually made another record called Bang My Head that is a huge one. So I'm glad she did this.
Biggest hits, biggest stars on In Demand.